All right. I hereby call the meeting of the Committee on Appointments to order. It is Monday, June 6th. We are at 4 o'clock legislative time. Presence of Legislator Testa, Legislator Myers, and myself constituting a quorum. Our first item for discussion would be the minutes while we're waiting for Mr. Longo to arrive. If you'd take a quick look at these minutes, I would appreciate it. And then at due point, we would accept a motion.
Yes, I would like to move the minutes of May 16th and May 23rd.
I'll second.
Testa seconds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any objections? We don't. Therefore, they are opposed. Thank you very much. Okay. 2 more weeks from school, John?
Well, classes end this Friday.
So. Oh, they do? Oh, wow.
And then 2 weeks after.
Then you got to clean up. And.
Oh, yeah, all the proctoring of exams and all the Regis exams and cleaning up, like you say.
Boy.
Closing up everything.
So by the next board meeting, you'll be free.
Yeah.
Sitting in your hammock, drinking lemonade. Or do you have a summer job?
Like that.
Do you have a summer job?
No.
Hey, good for you.
Just my house is my summer job. I haven't been able to get to all year. I'll try to get to.
Well.
Besides campaigning, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's the curse of the working class.
You don't have to
or the political class. I'm Bill Burton.
Bill, Nick Longo.
Nick.
Nice to see you.
Judy Myers.
Judy, how you doing?
Nice to meet you.
John Testa.
John, Nick Longo.
Nice to meet you.
Okay, here, wherever.
Walking these corridors bring back memories?
It sure does. I was just telling the young lady that was my office 30 years ago. She said she was one. I said I was only five. I was a child prodigy. The assistant to the chairman, Andy O'Rourke.
I see, yeah.
So it was a while ago.
Yeah.
If you don't mind.
Not at all.
Is someone still in Annie?
No. I think so.
Is he still on what?
In environment? Where was he?
Ooh. No, John Nona was talking with somebody in the hall, but he's supposed to be here.
Well.
Environment's over.
I brought this for you. This is just a slight update.
Slight update, okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Ooh, larger type, thank you.
There you go.
So you had been in DEF then?
I was in DEF, yeah, up until I retired in August.
Oh, so did you take part in the early incentive and all of that?
Yeah, it was a package that you could not say no to.
It was good.
Once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I wasn't really happy about it. About having to do it, but mathematically there was no choice. Mm-hmm. So here I am.
How do you feel now?
I miss some of the folks. You know, DEF has a great group of people, and I was with them from 1984 until I retired.
Wow.
So you make some lasting friendships.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Of course.
But my work now still I interface with them from time to time.
So now you're with the International Brotherhood of Teamsters?
Right, Local 456.
Got it. Okay.
Which leads to the question, what do you want to come back here for?
Why do I want to come back here? I miss the building.
Yeah.
I've spent a lot of time in public service, and this opportunity was presented to me, and it was something that I thought that I would like to do. I guess if you spend so much time in public service, it's hard to let go. And so I thought the opportunity fit.
Have you been to any of the IDA meetings?
Yes, I have. I attended one meeting so far. I've attended one informational session. I've attended their audit committee. So I'm getting kind of a flavor of what they do.
Yeah. What have you, John? Just, you know,
obviously you have the background in government to know what is discussed there. And as you said, you've been at the meetings. In Yonkers, they have their own IDA, right?
Yes, they do.
Do you have any experience with the IDA?
Not really. No. It was, you know, pretty much under the purview of the mayor, and at that time, he pretty much controlled what was going on. The pilot agreements would come to us for approval. Right. But the day-to-day operations, I had little or nothing to do with them.
Pilots are a slightly hot item.
Yes, sir.
Many people resent them bitterly because they're seen as being essentially giveaways to people who snucker the county into giving them money, and they never deliver the jobs. Other people point out that anybody who's ever invested in a business knows that they don't always produce what you think they're going to produce. So there's clearly a balance. The question is, do you have any, in your experience or in what you prospectively see, do you have any sense that things are in need of change by the way the county deals with handing out the pilot money and the other benefits that come along with the applications of the IDA?
Not at first blush. My overall perception is that it's a necessary evil. It's an arrow that you have to have in your quiver because everybody else has it. I mean, if we could make them all go away, it would probably be a real good thing. But if the surrounding states are going to have it and surrounding communities are going to be involved, you need it to stay competitive.
Yeah. But how do you assure? Excuse me, I'm John Nolan.
Hi, John. Nick Longo.
How do you assure that it produces jobs? I mean, that's the whole problem. Yeah. I think that been experienced is that these. They don't necessarily produce the job. The businesses don't necessarily produce the jobs. And it looks like we haven't been doing a great job monitoring them.
Well, again, I've had only a brief exposure to the IDA. I'm under the impression that they do monitor it to see if, in fact, what has been promised has been produced.
456 has taken, it's been one of the groups who has looked rather hard at the benefits that are produced allegedly by these groups. Do you see that as a potential conflict of interest?
No, I don't think so. I mean, what they've done is they've made sure that they, through project labor agreements, that they've ensured that there's a harmonious environment on the sites, and it seems to have worked, that, from my knowledge, to date.
Do you see any reason to tighten up on the project labor agreements, or do you think PLAs work well enough as they stand?
I think they're working. I don't know that they have to be tightened up. Again, it's kind of new territory for me, and I'm not getting away from the question, because most of my background has been in public sector, and now as I'm starting to deal with the private sector, a lot of this is new to me, and I'm kind of playing catch-up ball. But from what I've gathered, it seems to be something that both the unions, the county, and the contractors have learned to work with.
But there are always people who would say that they're leaky. They don't really enforce the wages and hours rules particularly aggressively.
Knowing the people on the union side, Eddie Doyle and the billing trades people, not sure that they would let that slide by. I think they're pretty tough but fair enforcers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anybody else? Round two? John? Judy?
Well, I think your role there could be very, very interesting because of all of the government experience you've had. And I think that would bring in a really very interesting point of view onto the IDA. I think this would be really good if you're willing.
I am. Thank you.
How did it work out that you were both an elected official and an employee?
It actually was allowed at the time. Andy O'Rourke and I served an area that Andy served. He was the county legislator. I was the councilman. We got to know each other. When there was an opening, he called me and said, you know, would you like the position? I think you could do it. I fit in. I always avoided a conflict of interest, at least I think I did. And there was no objection to it. And politically, there was objections when I run for re-election, of course. But I was probably the most investigated person that ever worked, because everybody that I ran against wanted my timesheets, my attendance records, and what have you. And fortunately, they passed the smell test.
It's a fun world up here, isn't it?
It is. I think it's changed since I've been here, but it's always a challenge.
Well, I think we're all grateful that you're willing to serve, even after all your experience.
Okay.
Thank you very much for
nice
coming.
Nice seeing you.
Nice to meet you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you
very much for your kind words.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Okay, with that withering cross-examination.
Yes, but let me just ask why you asked that. Is that something that's not allowed?
We
have people on this who work here for us who are elected.
We have had.
No, I believe we currently do.
Oh, that's right. Of course we do.
John's. Yeah.
It was actually just something I wanted to see what he would say.
Oh. Yeah, because he wasn't an elected official in the county.
No.
Right. The only one there was an issue with. The police chief in
Dave
Harrison.
Hall. That was
he was appointed in the town and elected here, and that was deemed to be incompatible under our law.
He had to choose.
But it's infrequent that we have these situations here.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering if you're, for example, a full-time employee in the Parks Department, for example, and
could
then serve as an elected official locally.
Yes, I know somebody. Sure. I saw him at...
There are plenty.
No, there are plenty, because I have one of them as a trustee in Austin. So, I was just interested to see what his response was.
Oh, okay. I thought you were looking at it as if it was illegal.
No. I may have to run into a public works meeting.
Yeah, okay.
What are they discussing?
Well, they were going to discuss the Miller House briefly, but there's not much to say. Let me just see where they are. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, can I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
John?
Yeah,
John,
yeah.
John, say
John.
Yes. Yeah, thank you, that's all.
Okay.
Okay.
Second.
I'll second it.
Thank you.
Good. And let's move on to Mr. Gray.
Next one is Mr. Gray. Didn't we just put somebody from New Rochelle on the fire?
Yeah.
I wonder if they know each other. Wasn't the other guy?
New Rochelle Fire Department, but he lived in Mohegan.
That's right.
If I remember correctly.
Yep.
I got his name.
And you see he's a union guy from New Rochelle.
This guy is a union. He's a New Rochelle resident.
Yeah, he's I think that's Jim's constituent.
I assume, yeah. Is Jim's district number 5? Yours?
On the higher number, right?
Yeah, Jim's district is 12, maybe?
Okay. I'm just seeing Association of Fire District, 5th District. I wasn't sure what that meant.
The fire district is the fire district.
They have different numbers.
But somehow I can't see that he's exactly disqualified for this game. I'm Bill Burton.
Byron Gray. How are you,
Good
Bill?
To meet you.
Hi.
Hi, Judy Myers.
Hi, Judy.
Nice to meet you.
John Testa.
John,
nice
I've heard
you.
All those names before.
All of them, I'm sure, with perfectly good records.
Yes. Good. Today, yes. No, I don't mind.
Looking over your resume, I sort of wonder why you want to do this since you do it for a living.
Well, from what I wrote to you guys, and I don't write many resumes, but I am very involved with my union and my own fire department, locally and in state. Mm-hmm. And I just feel it's necessary to have a, not just a union, but a perspective from a firefighter, not always an officer, not always a chief. You know, we're the guys in the trenches, we're the ones doing the work, and we have different insight, I think, than they might. And I just feel that the labor and union should have representation as well.
Mm-hmm. So, as an EMT, you ride the ambulance.
No,
are you ALS or
a certain
BLS?
Number of
in the Rochelle, that was a requirement from the day I took the job. I've been on the job, and I'm in 26th year. And mm-hmm. Doc Kiernan had the foresight to implement this years ago, and that's a requirement of employment and for promotion.
You be an EMT?
To be an EMT, yes.
But you are, in reality, a firefighter?
Firefighter.
I see. Okay.
But a trained EMT.
Yes, and we don't ride the ambulances. They respond right. with us. Right. Mm-hmm. They have, Nurshell is fortunate, they have ALS ambulances, TransCare now. They're very professional, and we really assist them, but a lot of times we're actually there firsthand. And... a lot of our calls.
And you're losing Doc Kiernan.
I know. Well, we're not losing him. I go way back with Doc. I knew him long before I became a fireman.
I was
a bartender down at Dudley's.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You guys know the place in New Rochelle down by the water? Yeah. He was quite the character then, and he remains the same today.
Yes.
But I'm an advocate for him. I've,
He's
got a tough job as commissioner sometimes, and a lot of the guys don't always think he's doing the right thing, but he is.
He's great.
Yep.
Mr. Testa.
So in New Rochelle, is that how many career firefighters? Is that a complete career?
Complete career.
No volunteers?
No, it's not. We're surrounded by volunteer communities. We occasionally have to work with them, but it's predominantly professional.
And how many in
the... I'm sorry. We're down to about 155, 153.
And everyone's an EMT?
With the exception of a few. There's a couple of Tier 1 guys that were hired prior to 85 that don't have it. But again, it's a requirement for a promotion, so it's really...
You don't get a stipend for it as part of your regular...
We don't.
Good.
We don't, which is good. Not enough.
Yeah, of course.
But we get one, considering that... That's the lion's share of work that we do.
In Pixco, that was our way of getting them interested in going for the training at first. That starts just trench.
In
Pixco,
they have paid guys.
Yeah.
I've met some of them.
Yeah.
I'm also the 5th District Secretary Treasurer, which is a state position. So.
What is the 5th District?
The New York State is comprised of 8 districts. Different areas of professional firefighters. New York City obviously has... 2 of their own, one officer and one firefighter, but the 5th District is all of Westchester, a few departments on Long Island, Big Skill.
Okay, good. Great.
Ms. Byers?
No, I actually live on the border of New Rochelle and town of Mamaroneck, and I've had the pleasure of having both fire departments respond.
Are you on Marshmallows?
Yes. I'm on Barnard.
You'll be me some days.
Yeah.
Are you on Barnard?
Yeah.
We had a call twice to the same house. The other one was seen from the shower, which happens a lot. I'd much rather it be that.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. That's true. But I always feel well-served. My road gets plowed twice. I mean, it's a nice place. It's a nice thing to live on a border sometimes.
You know, I mean, I've never served on a committee quite like this, and I thought it was an opportunity for me to represent my guys and my department, and also, like I said, on the state level. I've talked to Hugh Fox a little bit. I'm not quite entirely sure what it will comprise, what the duties will be. Mm-hmm. But
your input will be important and your perspective will be important.
I felt that it would be, too. Yeah. And I know that there were a couple of firefighters in the past, but no one knew who they were. Mm-hmm. And they never reported to any of us. So
didn't we just
report? Didn't have a finger on the pulse.
Interesting.
I thought we put
didn't
a
we
chief.
Just
I thought it was a chief, though.
He was a chief.
What's his...
Could be.
I know we just
appointed.
Well,
the chiefs have positions on it, but it's not about firefighters. Mm-hmm.
He's,
yeah.
But it was from New Rochelle.
Paid. Oh, Bobby Benz, perhaps?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's a captain on our job.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's on it.
He doesn't live in New Rochelle, but he's on it.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah, Mohegan.
He lives up in my neck of the woods.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, it's going to make it interesting.
Well, I'm not combative. If you, you can talk to Rob and the people that do know me, Sheila and Jimmy Mazzano and Ken Jenkins. And they, I'm objective. I'm realistic.
Okay. We're lucky.
Great.
Terrific. Well, thank you very much
thank
for
you.
Coming in, and thank you
my
for
pleasure.
Being willing to do
my
all
house
this.
For a couple hours.
back to thank
work
you.
Now.
Nice to meet you, Clint.
Thank you. Nice to meet you all. All right.
Well, that was nice. I have a motion.
Yes, so moved.
And I'll second.
Moved by Legislator Meyer, second by Legislator Testa. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Lucky. Thank you very much. Okay, we've already passed the minutes. Did you get that as you went out
yes.
first time? Moved by Judy, second by John.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
There's a mean handshake. He squeezed my fingers together.
That was a good one.
What you do is you're supposed to grab just the tips of their fingers.
No, no.
He's wimpy. Got me and
gotcha.
Yeah. Because I have a ring on it. Cool. I want to see if Mr. Washington is here.
Why don't we... is Mr. Weed going to come in then to talk
about
this?
He is coming in sort of by accident.
Oh.
He shouldn't have, but Melanie called him. And that's right, it won't kill us. I mean, I'm interested in why he needs a waiver.
Yeah, because he says my employment with NAFI will not entail appearances.
So it may be a belt and suspender situation.
Yeah.
So you know this guy, John?
Yes, I do.
Or is he in my district?
No, he's in my district. Actually, it's not your district yet, so...
You pass it over the veto. Are you going to sue?
No.
Jeez, I'm scheduled to go walking up there in a couple of weeks.
Are you?
I want to make it mine. I haven't figured out what the streets are yet.
It's not going to be very hospitable.
Why?
They're not happy.
Oh, well, they're not going to be rude, so... What
no,
the
they probably won't be.
Right, so that's going to be that. I'm sure there's the odd Democrat in the place. It'll be pleasant. Besides which, I just like to go walk in these sorts of things. I mean, is it the hilly part of Peekskill?
No.
Hello.
Hello. How are
actually,
you?
It's not.
Hi, I'm Bill Burton.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Judy Myers.
Nice to meet you as well. I think I know you.
Well, then John will have to disqualify himself.
No way.
No.
I have to sign again?
Yes, please.
No problem. There you are. You're welcome.
HR?
Pardon?
HR?
HR.
That's what it says here, human
yes,
resources.
Yes, yes. I'm a human resources professional. I have been now for, probably about 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
But that's only a small part of a 40-year career in chemical manufacturing.
Okay.
So.
Tell us more.
Began as an hourly worker in a union, as an operator in a factory. And progressed to various levels of management, and now I work for the Talent Development and Strategy Group of BASF Corporation. So what I do is management and leadership development training and special projects that have to do with supporting the learning and development needs of, our employee population here in the United States. And we've got about 16,000 employees here in the U.S. now, and about 110,000 worldwide.
Wow.
And it's the largest chemical company in the world.
What's it stand for?
Badische Anilin and Soda Fabrik. But they haven't been gone by that name since the 1970s.
Bayer.
Okay.
Badische for the region in Germany.
Yeah, for Bayer.
Yeah, Anilin for dyes.
Yeah.
Okay. Soda for soda ash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Fabrik is just German for factory.
Factory.
No, it's Bavaria. It's a southern, one of the southern provinces.
Yeah. So they're right on the Rhine River across from Mannheim.
Ah.
Okay. Old company.
Do you get to go over there?
No, I've never been.
You've never?
And I want to.
Yeah.
They do something that's pretty unique in the manufacturing world. It's called integrated chemical manufacturing. And basically what they do is they co-locate a variety of plants, and they may all, they're all based on one molecule or one feedstock, whether it's natural gas or it's naphtha, which is derived from crude oil. And they'll break it into one molecule or another, but they locate them all together so that the waste streams from, you know, one manufacturing process, the feedstock for the next, and they can use cogeneration, capture the heat from one reaction and use it to heat another reaction. They do it on a scale that nobody else in the world does it. The site in Germany is 6.2 square miles of integrated chemical manufacturing.
Wow.
Over 30,000 people work at the site every day.
So where is your work?
I work in Peekskill, New York. That's where my office is. But I'm a traveler. So I move about the country. When they tell me to go someplace, I go.
Wow.
So
They just have an HR office in Peekskill? Is that the
works? Yeah.
They have a plant there.
We have a manufacturing facility.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that one of the old Merle plants?
The old Merle Corporation.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, Austin and Company, that's why we know these things.
That's right. Harry Madden. You know we've since sold off the former laboratory there.
Is it actually been sold?
I don't think it's closed yet,
yeah.
But it will be sold.
Yeah, well, we're very excited because we may try to make that into affordable housing. There's some issue about it, but
that's prime property.
Yeah, well, it is. It's super.
I mean, it goes all the way down to the the river.
Yeah, well, down the river anyway. Yeah,
yeah it's
right over the cliff.
Yeah, pretty much.
And there's that neat old house that's on the property as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's fallen into some disrepair over the years.
Yeah.
You know, we used to use it as office space, and then we stopped doing that in 96 when Engelhard bought the company. And it really hadn't been used as anything except storage since then. So, what else would you like to know about me?
Have you been to any of the African American Advisory Board meetings?
Yes, I have.
Okay,
when I'm in town. And the schedule, permits, yes. So, in fact, I was pretty encouraged when I went to the first one because I see education as kind of a big focus of mine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I've kind of tried to get more involved in education locally.
Mm-hmm.
And
John Testa? He's a teacher.
Yeah, I do.
I used to bring my students down to the plant.
And thank you.
He used to
and I was his
tour
contact,
my students through the plant.
Yeah. Oh, that's smart.
So it was a lot of fun. And honestly, it's a kind of a precursor to what we want to do now, because what we're finding is that businesses like ours are challenged to find the talent they need to operate.
Mm.
And that's not, well, people like me are on the way out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not that many people, following behind. And for me, in my experience as a hiring manager, I've seen some of the shortcomings and lack of preparedness on the part of many of our young people to take their positions in the workplace. So anything that I could do to help further that, is a win for my company, but it's also a win for people.
Yeah.
And that's important to me. And so I was pretty encouraged when, I looked through the report that the board had prepared and saw that education, was going to be a big part of it. And in fact, was going to be their focus for this year. So it kind of dovetailed pretty nicely, and I didn't know that that was going to happen.
Oh, that's good.
So, I'm hoping to be able to bring my perspective to the conversation.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure is one that's probably not been fully explored to this point.
It would be wonderful. And
do you feel that your travel schedule may interfere with your attending the meetings?
There may be times, yes. I mean, the meetings are at set times, and my travel schedule is pretty, it's not set. It's not predictable. So on those times when, they meet on the third Tuesday, I believe it is, in the month. So if I happen to be traveling that particular week, then yes, it would be an issue. For me, I've got a trip coming up in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, but you're not out of town that often.
No,
so,
no. I mean, probably...
And
some of the trips are local, so I mean, when I say local, like we have our headquarters in Florham Park, New Jersey. It's an hour and 15 minutes.
It's a day trip.
So it's a day trip.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Some of them are a little bit farther away. Mm-hmm. No, I don't see that being.
But you'd make the effort to try to be there if at all possible. the meetings.
Yeah, I didn't accept the appointment with the thought in mind that I wouldn't contribute. You know, so I really do. I really do want to contribute. You know, and I have a strong interest in contributing. So, you know, I'd make it a point to be there whenever I could be.
Well, I asked the question because there are not an inconsiderable number of people who will take appointments, and even when there are quarterly meetings, we'll have a 50% absentee record. And it's not what we want. So it's reassuring to hear that you would say that.
No, of course not.
Well,
I mean, I have an abiding interest in it, so
yeah,
I'm not blowing
smoke. Okay, that's good. That's good.
So, you know, I'm going to want to attend every one that I possibly can.
Right. Okay.
And
well, we can't ask for anything more.
We would be fortunate.
And besides which, John knows where he lives.
That's right.
Yeah.
Tony will be a very good asset to the board.
But looking forward to it. Any other questions, Mr. Testa?
No.
Ms. Myers?
No.
Thank you very much for coming in. We really appreciate you taking the time. I know the question was grueling, but even so.
I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming down.
Thank you as well.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you.
Mr. Testa, do you have a motion?
Please.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you very much.
Nice.
Don Weedy is here.
Okay.
All right, what is this all about now? What are we talking about here?
Well,
I remember Don Weedy.
Somebody who
he's been with the he
fired.
Was he did he's been with the SS.
Yeah.
Oh, stop it, stomach.
Wow.
We
need to put some food into you.
So he wants to go to North American Family Institute, which must be a vendor?
Well,
is
I'm
it?
Guessing. What else?
I don't know what it is.
Well, that's why I wanted him to come.
Yeah.
I mean,
these
waivers. You know, there's a lot of complaining to the effect that we grant every waiver that's presented to us. But the truth of the matter is we only get waivers that are likely to work anyway.
But I think it's because then they get the pension and then they double dip and there's
this is because of salary.
I don't know.
We have to find out. But ordinarily when you retire, you can't come back. Remember, there's a limitation on some of these things. But there are others where you would be representing a private organization. Let's say you're a PE and you leave Transportation Department, then you come back 3 weeks later lobbying for contracts.
Yeah.
So that's what this is up. You know, it gets caught up in it without necessarily.
Well, there's a concern that his new company would be a subcontract.
Well,
I
don't know.
County.
That's the whole question that goes on.
Right.
So, as I say, the objection is not necessarily to the person; it's the fact that it falls within here, and we just have to see. I know there've been at least one member of this board who should remain nameless who objected to any waiver being issued, but since he's no longer with the firm, why? We now take a bit more of a reasonable.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Very good.
Welcome. I'm Bill Burton. Glad to meet you.
Welcome back.
Hi. Thank you very much.
John Testa.
Nice to see you, Don Weedy.
So, do you miss the county?
That's a loaded question.
I know.
What am I supposed to say?
Yes.
Well, actually,
it appears
that the retirement agrees with you.
Yes, it does.
You look unstressed.
It's a great place to work. Do I miss it on a day-to-day basis? Nah, not really.
So, therefore, you want to get back into the game.
Yep, I'm looking to do well. You know, I have a daughter in college, so I have some bills to pay, and the retirement's not bad, I have to tell you. It's pretty good, but anyway. No, I have, you know, I have lots of energy, I have lots of skills. 30 years in the world of child welfare, I have lots of knowledge in that area and experience. So some agencies out there that have interest in my doing work for them, and this agency approached me, wanted to get something started, and I said, well, it's less than a year, I need to go back to the board and ask for a waiver, so I thought I'd do that.
What is North American Family Institute?
They are an organization based in Massachusetts. They operate, I believe, in 13 states, and they've actually been doing some international work lately. They do foster care, preventive work, adoption, all those, you know, different kinds of services in those areas.
And they operate in Westchester County?
Yes, they provide, I think they have at least two contracts with Westchester County.
Do you happen to recall what they are?
One is for foster care services, and one is for, it's actually a service to work with kids who are in foster care but placed with relatives, so they're in relative care.
Kinship care.
Kinship care, thank you.
Yeah.
Now, are either one of those contracts a sole source, or are they RFP, do you know?
No, they were, the kinship care definitely was RFP'd, and the foster care, I don't think they RFP because they already have like 50 or so agencies they contract with, so if they need another agency, they go and amend the ANC to include it as an agency, but I don't think they RFP it.
Then how do you even get on that list?
It works either way. Sometimes agencies would come to the department and say, we have this program you might be interested in. Sometimes the department would have a child that has particular needs that we couldn't get served in another agency, and we'd go out and look for somebody who could provide those services or who had a specialized program for that. And then again, we'd go back to the board to say we need to add this agency.
So that's what this whole collection of agencies is a series of specialties?
Basically, yeah, a lot of the different residential agencies have specialties in different areas.
Mm-hmm. Do you have facilities in the county?
North American Family Institute basically has family foster homes, some of which are in the county and some are out. They don't provide residential care in Westchester.
But you then would pick up families who would be interested in serving as foster parents?
Correct.
And then you said some of the other situations are, I'm sorry, what was the other one besides family foster?
The kinship.
Kinship.
Kinship care. So they provide services to the relative families who are providing the kinship care to their relative child who needs to be in foster care.
Mm-hmm. Will you have any operating authority?
Because they're not residential, I don't think so. I think they're... Well, they're incorporated in Massachusetts. They're operating. I don't think they have to have licenses. They have to certify their foster homes, but they don't have to be licensed, I think, because they're not providing residential care. Mm-hmm.
So what is it that they're going to have you do?
Actually, they're looking at expanding their wraparound program to some surrounding counties, to Rockland, Dutchess, Orange. So they wanted me to take a look at how they might do that. They are looking at obtaining a mental health clinic license from the state, so they wanted some help with that. And they're looking at integrating a couple of new services out there that they want to see how they might integrate that into the programs they're already providing. So one is parenting with love and limits. Several small projects. They need a couple of days.
Okay. Mr. Testa?
No questions?
Yeah.
Ms. Meyer?
No, I think, I mean, it's I'm not completely sure why you would need a waiver.
I'm pretty sure the ethics law says if it's
but it's
less
just
than
because
a year
it's less than
been,
a year?
Correct, yes.
Because it doesn't sound like you're going to be doing anything that would necessarily
have a conflict.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Just covering
the bases, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Okay.
I actually think this is terrific. I mean, I'm really glad you're doing this because there's the upside to all of this is always having, there's a reason why you have experienced people and you want them to be available and then you're not exactly in your declining years here. So being able to make a contribution on this thing, it's a good thing, not a bad thing. So I really appreciative you're doing it. I'm appreciative that you came in.
Okay.
And
thank you.
I think we did well, and thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So long, then.
Take care.
This was who?
That was Don Wade. We dealt with him once, didn't we?
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Oh, here you are. Here's the. Sorry.
I guess it was foster care.
It must have been.
I just remember meeting with him.
Yeah.
Letter to Ken.
I think I've called him a few times for consideration.
Mm-hmm.
Here.
Okay. Yeah, he was helpful.
He seems like a professional guy.
Yeah, he
And where did he work here?
He was at DSS.
Oh.
And took the early retirement package.
That's it, Nick Longo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're seeing him filter back. Anyway, do we have a motion, or
yeah,
do we do
so moved.
We did it? All right. All in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, motion carries. Thank you very much. Take a look at the minutes, which we already did,
yep.
Which means we've run out of things to do, so
okay,
I'll take a
motion move
adjourn.
That we read.
Second.
Moved adjourn.
By legislator Meyer, second by legislator Nona. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Thank you. Signing.